And the day this straight away, Sunday night, I wish for my wife's part.
Hello, everybody, Sai. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. But right, last time we spoke about, I'm pretty sure what we spoke about last time, that was about ordering a taxi from Otto Shabbos. So, the night that we started this Indian, let me just show you the Otto Shabbos. So, what we said that the halacha is that anything which could be dumped derecheta, then there's no problem if a goy does it for you. So, we said our classic example is the marshal, you ask the goy to wash up dishes on Friday night, and you know the goy is going to use hot water. The Maisi could do it better, you know, it's not very likely. He could do it better. So then we say he's allowed to wash out. He used the hot water, the mum is doing it himself. It's not like the woman's sovereign to do it. So we said, who are din, red place times you go to the hospital, to visit someone in hospital, and there's a guard who has to push a button to let you in. Are you allowed to do that on chance? Because he's doing well, it's electric, he's pushing electric for you. So we said also there, also, if he wanted to, he would come and open it manually. Since he could open it manually, the fact that he sits there and opens it with his control or whatever it is, that's mutter, because he's doing it for his own convenience. That's not a problem. What about calling a car? So the calling a car is more problematic. The person calls a car, let's say Nacht is at 11 o'clock at night, and he's got to get to the airport by 11:45. So if he calls a taxi to come, that was a shadow, he calls a taxi to come at 11 o'clock, I said, what's going to happen is he hasn't got much chance with the goy. He has to really, he has to really come on Shabbos. So he's doing a melacha for you on Shabbos. You're really keen on telling him to come on Shabbos, really. Because there's no way he can get there just after to leave
office. Yeah, suppose he drives into Tosfos for Shabbos. Does that make a difference?
Tosfos drives, how's it going to Tosfos for Shabbos? Can't go to do a melacha for you. And the whole Issa of Shabbos, whatever Shabbos you've got, you can't ask a good to not for you. So that was a question that we was touched on last time. So I want to say maybe it's in the area. Could be. The Maisa in the Urcha Shabbos over here in Urcha Shabbos. He speaks about the Shabbos. I mean, don't think it's so uncommon. It does happen, you should know. It does happen, this question. People do have this question. They have to get to the airport. They've got to go somewhere. Very important for them to get to get places. They want to know if they can, they can ask a taxi to come like this. I thought I wrote it down properly, didn't I? I've done so well here. First, he speaks about a different shayla, which is connected. Autobash, an argu boy, nachri, shiots with tachdona, harishon, har shabbos, goes up on a best stop on Shabbos, and it comes to keep people on Mosh Shabbos itself. Okay, let's talk about an extra soul. Ain't we about extra soul? Ain't Ninserbo calls Mosh to Ovashikri Shiazu. So, in the Mosh, let's talk about a bus that leaves the area in extra soul. The boy's driver, but he's coming to pick up Eden. So there, the bus station only opens afterwards. So that's the chora problematic. I can't find where this case is about the car. What wrote it down? He's not so happy about this with the car, as far as I remember. In the other sefer, Nishma Shabbos, he writes over here that's problematic. That to call a car to come on Motzei Shabbos, mamish for that time, straight after Shabbos goes out, that is problematic with Sal Hilchas thing. Because there's not enough time for the goy to come. If you make it, that it's possible for him to come. Let's say you call him 5 or 10 minutes, 5 minutes, as they have to shut it goes up. That's really better. Because then he could be in the area, it's possible he's in the area, then the chor is much better. But if he's mamish, he's telling him to come mamish, as soon as Shabbos goes out, that the chor is problematic. Okay. Then we spoke about, today's show is very interesting, we spoke about in the past, Amir Lakum, we said there's two strong Amir Lakum. One is you mustn't ask a non-Jew to do this for you. That's number one. So that means I can't ask a non-Jew, can you do something for me on Shabbos? That's issue number one Chazal made. Then step number two Chazal made is even if there's no Amira, there's no saying, but it's also Tahanor from something that amounts to different Shabbos. That means, for example, a guy comes into your house, you didn't ask him anything, and he puts the light on, and he does it for you. So in certain cases, which is not quite harsh, you may not have hanor from that light. You're not allowed to have hanor from that light. We did speak out, though, two exceptions to this, and we're going to speak up to number one now. The first exception, one where he's not actually creating something for you. He's taking away something. That means, for example, let's say you've got a light on, and it disturbs you. You can't sleep with a light on. You can't go to sleep. Some people can't sleep with a light on. So now, you want to go to the non-Jew to ask him straight out, switch the light off. That's awesome. That's the first thing. So I'm new lacquer. So he said the way to get around that is Derech Remiza, if you hint to him. If you hint to the non-Jew, I've got a lighter in my room and I can't sleep. So the non-Jew understands that it'll be helpful if he comes into you. So if he says, shall I come in and switch off? You can't say yes, but you could tell him that would be a benefit. If he switches off that light, that is not called Nen in Lais Akron. That's not called having Hanor from a non-Jew. Why? Because he's removing something. He's not creating something. That's what we said last time, yeah? Creating something is problematic. Removing something is okay. Who at the end we said, if there's an important letter that comes through your door on Shabbos, let's say it's got some tone in which you need to know. You want to be preparing a shiur, and someone's written Mara Makonis in that letter which you need to, what do you call it, see. So again, to ask the non-Jew to open it, Derech Remiza. So there's no Issa Amira because you've done it with Derech Remiza. You hint at him, you say to the postman, I'm sorry, it's a shame, I can't open this letter on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to. So if he hopefully cuts the hips and he opens the letter for you, there's no is of Hanor for reading that letter, because that's not called a Hanor. All he's done is remove the barrier that's there. Yeah? That's what we said. Who are din, air conditioning on, things like that, too hot, turning things down, the chora, all that is this heter. The chora, I thought that, let's say, someone wants to go to his hotel room, and the door is closed. And the only way to get in is, now in the modern hotels, many of them often with a magnetic street in their car or something like that, to open up. So, the chayra, are you allowed to be maramas to a non-Jew to open up this thing? What would you say, everybody's side?
Why not?
What?
Yes.
Why not? I'll tell you, I told you the story before, always. I had a friend actually told me that. I'm not sure, this is not, I'm not going to make sense right what he did. He told me he was in a hospital, he was in a hotel in America somewhere. It was very, very high up. So he wanted to go out Friday night for his Shabbos meal. Right? So he arranged before Shabbos that when he comes in at 11 o'clock at night, at the reception, there'll be a non-Jew there for him, hopefully, who will take him in a lift upstairs to his room. Whether that's butter, I'm not sure. I'm not so sure that's butter. It's another question. But that's what he arranged. That's what he told me. But gets that. He arrives at his hotel at 11 o'clock at night, and there's someone sitting at the desk there. He brought the guy, and he says to the guy, I'm so and so. He said, yeah, I've come to take you to your room. I've got someone here to take you to your room. I'll go with you up to your room. So he starts going up to the room. He starts walking towards the corridor. So my friend said to me, he felt very embarrassed. He said to him, I hope you don't mind me this. So, you know, he said, I'm Jewish, he said to him, and I can't use a lift myself, so that's why I'm asking you to do it. So the guy said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm also Jewish, he said. Oh, he said, really? He said, yeah, I'm also Jewish. He said, I don't keep anything.
Why does he keep anything?
He doesn't keep anything. She doesn't keep anything.
Why?
So he said, my friend said to him, he said, I'm sorry, I can't use you. He said, look, I don't keep anything. I'm not using it anyway. He said, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to use you for the lift. So he said, I'm sorry. He said, what was ironic, he said to me, is that guy went back to the reception. He was quarter of an hour on the phone trying to get someone else to take him up the lift. But, L'chaira, in this case over here, I would have thought it's much better. So what happens, you've got a magnetic strip to go into your room. And the only way to get into the room is to put it, I don't know how it works, put it to your door or something. I don't go to these fancy hotels. I don't experience these things. But the question is over here, can you do that? Can you
answer the question? There's one which you put into the lock, and there's one which you just flash against it.
Yeah.
It's two different.
Yeah, what's the mice are both
in. It's not electric, it's LED.
Alright, okay. The mice is still problematic, so you can't do yourself.
You can't yourself.
Well, the general rule is, what you can't yourself is problematic with Amir Lacha, unless you've got some antiques. The Shaila's over here, have you got this heter over here of Remiza? That means you can't tell the non-Jew when you come to the bottom of the stairs, hello, can you clean me up and open my door? That's awesome, that's Amir Lacha. That's not allowed. To ask him straight out to do it is also. The only shaila we're talking about over here is, can you do it derech remiza in a hint way? Can you say to him, I can't get into my room, I'm at sakya, I can't open the door with the electronic strip. So if the goy chatzes, I'll come and help for you. So the chora, for what we've learned in the past, I would have thought it's okay. I must tell you, it's not so simple. Because, first of all, I didn't realize this till today, that many poskim don't hold this head, not many, quite a few poskim don't hold this head of siluk. Not everyone holds this head of switching lights off. We took on always the door poshut, that in Amir La'akum, which is what I'm saying, many poskim do take on this, and the Okashas of the basically takes on this actually, that there is a head of removing something, to remove something as much, it's not called creative. But there are other poskim on this, they disagree with this, with Peiga and the other poskim who do not hold this heter. And therefore, it's not so possible. Another big question on this is, and I don't really ask this question, and he's busy with this Arush Shabbos, is that's a clear Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Tov, top of Yuches. The Mogen Avraham says, if someone's got, I think he's talking about some turning, he's got some food in a pit with a barrier over the pit, he says one may not ask a non-Jew to open that barrier on Shabbos.
Moshe
has a question. Why can't you do it? That bit I don't understand. But my say, it seems it's not so simple, this bit. So Rabbi Falk, I've seen for what he seems to be saying, very interesting. In his Sefer, I didn't cut what he was saying, but he speaks about this halacha of siluk, and he allows it. He allows the method of switching the light off. But he says that to break into a room to get food, that's not allowed. Because that's a bodily hanor, which a person gets from the food, that's much worse, and even siluk is awesome. That could be what the Mogen Avraham means. I don't know if that's what the Mogen Avraham means, but the Mogen Avraham says awesome. So here, coming to our case over here, you're going to have a bit of a problem according to this. Now, in Arif HaShabbos, when he speaks about this halacha of opening hotel rooms, he's not very happy with the whole thing, actually. Let's just see if we can find it here. I don't know why, but all my Mara McCormick is wrong here for some reason.
Do you want
to go more? I'm alright, it's in the safer here, but I just can't find where it is. Let's just see if I can find it. There's only one here. So he says like this, Ein loyma lenochri liftoek deza de katasi magneti. I should not ask a non-Jew to open a door with a magnetic card. It's common in hotels. It's a proper malacha. He doesn't like it at all. Not so happy with this. And then in the next halacha he carries on.
Ain
loyma? Ain loyma, you can't tell it. Yeah, you must tell a goy, quite right, civilly, you must not tell a goy to open that door. You could have said it's a heter, which is also interesting, is that we haven't spoken about this yet before in the past, about shlus to shlus. You could have said that. The whole thing is only a drabon on, another drabon. Maisi doesn't like it, says you shouldn't do it. Then he says in halacha, sam mem zayin, odom anisul is akhtim amis amolim, someone who's stuck in the hotel, he's got to stay in the hotel, a shekha dorab liftok mede kassim magneti, who the doors open with a magnetic card, ra din behara. Look at the bottom of him and see what I say. He's got a whole arichas over here. Let me read out a little bit what he says. So first of all, he wants to say a very interesting answer. We have never spoken about this. A very interesting answer this that some possibly bring down. Answer number one is he says, I'll read you out, he says, Yom elenochri shiesh mechadro bap mashke. Very interesting idea. You tell the guy you've got a bottle of whiskey for him in the room. Yeah, it's a very interesting idea. So the guy says, oh really, that's nice. I wouldn't mind getting it. So the guy goes up to your room, he opens the door, and he's doing it for himself. But you've got to have a bottle of whiskey handy. I mean, that would be much a bottle of whiskey, it could be anything. So you head to this one over here. He says over here, Yom and Anochri, she has for Chedro, but Masko, meaning a seek, always got some sweets. I'll worry for him, or a packet of cigarettes, I don't know anything that might what he might like. Anochri, you took as a dentist, a Turk, absolutely. That's called the guy doing himself. So you made a hechatzitza, a very interesting idea what you've done over here. You've made a situation of where the goy is doing himself. Now, you have to get this clear. I don't know myself what the gador is. Because to tell a goy you're paying for doing that, you mustn't do. You can't do that. To pay a goy, because every kabbalah is also, any goy that you ask to do a melacha if you're on Shabbos, and you say, I'll pay you for it, that's not a heter. It has to be the Malach is linked to something he might want. It's not a sign.
You can't tell him I've got fiber there.
I don't think so. Because every company is offered, every time you tell a guy that I'll pay you for the job, you do it, Chazal asks it.
I
don't
think it's
tip. I don't know, I think
I've got a tip for you in the room, that's why I did it.
Then. Tip is not paying
for you, right? You couldn't do that.
I don't know, otherwise I've got Shmei, what's a chiluk? Why is it that that's the clean halacha that you can't tell a guy I'll pay you for the job you do on Shabbos? I mean, you tell a guy, go and do something for me on Shabbos, I'll pay you for it. Now there you can also say the guy's doing it for himself, he wants the money.
How
much is he charging? He's charging a lot of money for him. He's getting a good wage. He's getting a good payment for it.
So I thought you're not having to charge per hour somebody.
That's one thing, but I think you're paying for a job. If you tell a mechanic, you go to the car mechanic on Friday afternoon, 10 before Shabbos, and you say, look, my friend, I need the car desperately, I'm off to Shabbos. I'm going out of town, I've got no choice, I need the car, I'm off to Shabbos. Or I need it Monday morning, it doesn't work much Shabbos or Sunday. I said, I'll pay you a good price for that. That's awesome to do.
You get waiters on Shabbos work for you.
Because we're going to wait till doing malacha, my friend, you can do it yourself. If he's not doing a malacha, then you can do it. But once a guy does a malacha for you, payment doesn't help. So I ask you, how does this work over here? How's
the shorts? And you got that, and you got that.
Yeah, lechora is problematic, yeah? So that is lechora problem. So he has got a tips over here where you've got something in the room, I don't know why, maybe a tip is different because you're not telling I'm paying for it. I don't know about a tip, but he said a bottle of whiskey, or is it a mashke inside there, or something to eat. You tell the guy downstairs in the reception, you know what, if you go to my room, which I can't get to my room, if you go into my room, there's a nice bottle of whiskey for you there, or there's a packet of cigarettes for you there, or I don't know, whatever, you tell him something which is in her life he wants to go for, so he's going for himself into the room, says the Shabbos, that's Musa. That's number one, Kiddush. Number two, then he mentions what we said over here, but he's not musk on this. The feast folks are going to Rabbi Yashiv. According to Rabbi Yashiv, which I was spoken about before, you can do Rabiza to the Goy, and it's not called Nene. That's his syllabi. He brings that other possibly disagree with this, and I don't know why, for some reason you've got a Mogan Abram, it's going to make it worse. Yeah. That's eight number two. Now what's eight number three? Number three, you'll tell me about the different ones. In Yidbak, Me'er Shabbos, Seret, Dovok, Amokam, Aminog. You're telling me this, Seret. Can you stick some scotch tape on the latch to stop the door closing?
I did that,
yeah. Then you leave the door open.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's a risk that people might not want to do because you leave the door open. That's the only thing. That's what?
Yeah, I did that. That's what it was.
It's risky. If you've got valuables in your room.
I
have
to stay in the room.
Okay, but still, you don't want people going to your room, though.
She does. When the door's locked, do not disturb. Don't really get anything going.
Yeah, so that's another eitzah. That's posh, another eitzah. So three eitzahs he's giving. One eitzah is to put something in the room that the goy wants, a pack of cigarettes or whiskey or something that the goy wants, he's going to get an offer from. So the goy's going to go in the room for his own benefit. He opens the door for himself. And once the door's open, then you can go in, obviously, yeah? I don't know how you're going to get out. But all right, so once you're in, then you're okay. That's number one. Number two, he says, is derech u'miza. You rely on the fact that it's siluk, that's just removing, that's motto. Or the third one is, it's the posh, is to put, sellotape or something around the thing, which will make sure that people don't do the thing. I must say, just end up with someone told me, I can't believe this happens in the hotels, but someone told me in these fancy hotels, you can order on Friday afternoon that, can I ask you, sir, you go to receptionist, can I ask you if the curtains could be opened up at 8 o'clock in the morning while I'm in bed? Is that true, Sefer? Yeah, it's true. I said, I don't get to these hotels. So I said, are you allowed to do that air shams? That was another interesting question. Or he said, you could have your bath water set, actually. He said, come home, he says, not on showers. He said, you're coming home at 10 o'clock in the night time. So you tell the guy beforehand, can I have my bath water fixed that it runs at 5 to 10 and it can stop at 10 o'clock?
It's all showers stuff. It's all,
yeah, so that could be better because then they don't have to actually manage it. It could be they set it beforehand. Honestly. Okay, everybody, say it.
The best thing is a reader.